Hey there, it's Andre Gardner, and this is your Beatles Minute for the week of June 20th. Due to both Edgar Winter and Steve Lukather testing positive for COVID, and we hope they're back at it in no time, Ringo and his all-star band have had to postpone 2022 all-star band dates. They'll be picked up again September 5th with a show at Tanglewood in Lenox, Mass. You can get all the dates at ringostar.com. Paul McCartney finished his Got Back tour of the U.S. with a very special show at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey on Thursday night. In addition to being serenaded with happy birthday by all the fans and John Bon Jovi leading the call from the stage, Bruce Springsteen showed up and ripped into two tracks, one of Bruce's Glory Days and then I Want to Be Your Man. What a way to wrap up the tour. Ringo has jumped into the NFT business, and his collection called The Creative Mind of a Beatle, with 20 different NFTs, with works of art and unique drum tracks that Ringo made, sold for a total over $125,000. He put up 20 packages. They all sold, everywhere from $5,700 to over $10,000 apiece. You can see them all at Julien's Live, J-U-L-I-E-N-S Live.com. Pretty amazing price for a Beatles item. Well, how about some Beatles autographs that were smudged by John Lennon's fingers after eating greasy fish and chips? John's greasy fingers. That just sold at auction for over $10,000. The 14-year-old unnamed seller got the Beatles autographs in 1963 before they did a show at ABC Weekend TV. She must have gotten the autograph during their lunch break. And Paul McCartney has packaged McCartney 1, McCartney 2, and McCartney 3. Into a limited edition box set. Of course, there are plenty of extras. You can read about at paulmccartney.com and pre-order it now. It comes out August 5th. And this comes hot on the heels of Paul's Record Store Day release, a 12-inch of Women and Wives from McCartney 3, with the B-side being a cover by St. Vincent. It was in store Saturday, and there's barely any left. Only 3,000 were pressed. There's your Beatles Minute for the week of June 20th. Thank you for listening. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.